10:03, good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. New South Wales and South Australia are bracing for widespread blackouts from as early as this afternoon, thanks to some of the hottest temperatures of the summer, with the mercury tipped to rise to highs of 48 degrees in some parts of New South Wales. The Australian Energy Market Operator is forecasting a record demand for power between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m, and the electricity demand could jump by 50% in Western Sydney. The Rural Fire Service is also predicting total fire bans and extreme or severe fire danger warnings to be in place across much of the state. A driver has died after crashing into a truck during a police chase on the New South Wales mid-north coast after the driver allegedly failed to stop for police in Kempsey around 2 a.m. The truck driver was unharmed. A 22-year-old Australian man has been formally charged by Thai police over the fatal jet ski accident off Phuket that claimed the life of his girlfriend. And a woman has drowned at a South Australian beach last night after she got caught in a rip when trying to save a young girl who had floated into deep waters on an inflatable raft. In sport, Newcastle playmaker Jared Mullen could have played his last NRL game, with his B sample for a banned steroid reportedly returning a positive result. It's believed his second test, being the positive, will mean the 29-year-old will face a four-year ban by ASADA. Former test captain Steve Waugh feels Sean Marsh's experience should see him reinstated at the top of the Australian batting order ahead of Matt Renshaw in India. Waugh says with the unique conditions, experience is vital, and Marsh has a very good record on the subcontinent. And Tom Rogic will miss the Socceroos' next World Cup qualifiers against Iraq and the UAE after having surgery on his troublesome ankle. Rogic is likely to be out of action for up to 8 weeks, a major setback for the squad, who sit third in their World Cup qualifying group, a point behind Saudi Arabia and Japan. It comes as Australia dropped 10 places in the latest FIFA World Rankings to 54th. Argentina remain number one ahead of Brazil and Germany. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio brings you every magical moment of the 2017 Country Championships, starting with the Northern Rivers Qualifier from Grafton this Sunday. Don't miss the Grafton preview at 10, followed by the afternoon race day action here on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, it's their 60th birthday, and they're still bringing you the best brands and best advice since way back in 1957. Head into Bing Lee today and grab a bargain during Bing Lee's 60th birthday celebrations.
It's yearling sale time, and Dynamic Syndications will be active again at all major sales. As primary syndicator for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Stables, we invite you to join us in 2017 as together we aim at massive prize money. Our family-operated business has been involved with 13 Group 1 wins, including the Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, Caulfield and Rosehill Guineas, Blue Diamond and many more. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com, follow us on social media or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The Man Shake helped me lose weight, and now I have more energy to be a better dad.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Champions stand tall when they grace the racetrack. And this Saturday at Randwick, we get the honour of watching one special mare.
And a Winx is starting to edge away. Here's a seventh Group 1 victory, 11 in a row.
This Saturday, Winx returns in the Apollo Stakes. On race morning from 6:30, Racing HQ comes to you from Randwick to capture all the preliminaries, including Ron Duffercy and Mike Fraser previewing every race. When Winx returns, rely on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Well, good morning. Kevin Wolf here at 10:07. We'll get into Racing HQ in just a moment. Firstly, though, it's an early start. Richmond Grays Race 1, your favourite in Box 1. When in doubt, 180. We say good morning to Tim Newbold.
Greyhounds for our morning meeting today. Very warm conditions around the 28, 29 degree mark at the moment. 11 races on today's card. Thank you, Kevin Wolf, Sky Sports Radio on board for the opening race here at Richmond over the 535 metres, a maiden. $1.60, when in doubt, crunched into a clear favourite, Melsud on the drift out to $3. Last couple are coming in. Winsome Bella and Midnight Paula. Mel Sutt on the outside, and we're just about ready to go. Race number one of 11 at Richmond today. Green light through and we're ready to run. Favourite drawn the cherry. Set and ready. Racing, went in down from the inside, got away cleanly. Mel Sud walked out of the boxes, so did Isabel's Grace. And the favourite went in doubt, shot clear. Led by four going to the back over Winsome Bella, then Midnight Paula. Followed by Bellavette, the inside Pure Karma, a long break to Mel Sud, and Isabel's Grace is tailed off there, coming off the back. Went in doubt by two, but Winsome Bella is reeling it in. Four away to Midnight Paula, they corner. Went in doubt, tackled by Winsome Bella. Winsome Bella went to a narrow lead. Winsome Bella too good. Winsome Bella first. Great game. Miners went in doubt, or Midnight Paula, who was flashing home. They'll follow in by Bellavette. Further back came Mel Sud, then Pure Karma, and Isabel's Grace back at the tail. They've run around 31 seconds.
And for the winner, Winsome Bella, 670 and 250. Photo for the second and third. One when in doubt, 120 or six. Midnight Paula, $3, but there'll be no third divvy. Four and a camera at this stage across the line. At Richmond, race one, the second at Richmond, due at around 25 past 10. We have the third at 10.42, the fourth at 10.59. Then after 11 o'clock, Tim will come on and give us the laid bail for the balance of the program there. Also at 10.30 this morning, we do the looking at the quaddie with Brad Davidson and Simon Dinopoulos. Good start, isn't it? That'll be from 10.30 this morning. But it is Walker Cup Day. In fact, a couple of big days at Walker up in the north of New South Wales. And track manager is with us, Kevin Ferrier. Kevin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kev.
All righty. Firstly, how hot will it be, Walker?
Yeah, Walker, we're tipped to be around about 32 today. And that's not too bad compared to the rest of the state. So we live in a cold climate area, so we're appreciative of that.
Yeah. And just for those who are not too sure, Walker, it's around about 400 k's north of Sydney and the electorate of Tamworth on the edge of the Northern Tablelands, right?
Yeah, that is. Between Tamworth and Port Macquarie, yeah.
All righty. So tell us about these 2 days before we look at the track. It's a two-day carnival, right?
Yeah, two-day carnival, and it, we've got really, really good fields both days. And today's fields are really, really excellent. And the Calcutta last night, I've never seen one like that on the Walker Cup. The bidding on the horses in the Cup was extreme to me. And, we're pretty happy now. We've got four feature races today. That Lightning Handicap is just so full of speed.
Okay.
It's going to be nearly an impossible one to pick the winner of that.
And there's been some famous things out of Walker. Casey Stoner, former World Motorcycle Champs out of there, and you've got a Melbourne Cup winner on your honour roll as well. Blue Speck won the Melbourne Cup in 1905.
Yeah, we certainly have. We've got a really good racing community here. We've got 70 registered racehorse owners living here.
Great stuff. Well, going to be a super couple of days. Tell us about the track for today. What are we looking at?
Look, the track is in perfect condition. We're rating it as a good four. It has given it. We have plenty of really good cushion of grass cover on it. We've been irrigating for probably 3 months. Then we got 2 inches of rain last Saturday on it, and that's topped it off. And the track is in real perfect condition. I've never seen it better, and I've been secretary for 26 years.
Jeez, never seen it better. That is a big call. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, it is, and the stewards agree.
Okay, so it's a good four. The rails true, all set for the first at 1:35. 2 days of big racing at Walker. Yep. Thanks, Kevin. Good luck.
Thank you, Kev.
All right, mate. There's Kevin Ferrier there. We'll get Gary Cleese on with a preview race by race of this particular meeting with the first, as I say, coming up at 1:35. Seven races today, and we'll go through those with Gary race by race, give you the prices of each runner as well. Richmond, it was four Winsome Bella, 670 and 250, six Midnight Paula, $3, one when in doubt, no third, and three was fourth. Quinella paid $25, Exacta was $171.60, the Trifecta $124.10, first four paid $571.40. Richmond there, race one. The second at Richmond is due, as I say, 25 past 10. Coming up after 10.30, we do the preview with Simon Dinopoulos and Brad Davidson of Randwick tomorrow. And then after 11 o'clock, the late mail from Richmond with Tim, we do Tamora Harness with Courtney Rees, Casino Grays with Stu Turner. John Scorse looks at Goulburn, Cole Hodges, Gilgandra. So we have three meetings in New South Wales today. The meeting in Victoria doesn't start until tonight at Moonee Valley. Dean Lester along about 20 to 12 with a look there. Rockhampton Racing with Russell Leonard, that'll be on later on this morning as well. Then we have late mail from our callers, Bob Lane, just after midday at Casino. Andrew Giorgio looks at the sport from Tab's point of view at about 20 past 12. We've got Mark Brassel giving us a country racing update about half past 12 as well. Anthony Manton calling at Goulburn with some late mail about 1 o'clock. And Bob Pesky at Walker will be there with his late mail at about 5 past 1. Gary Cleese is doing the preview. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Kev. How are you, mate?
Well, I'm well. How often do you go to Walker, mate?
You there?
Yeah, you're there, mate.
Yeah, mate, yeah. I was just trying to get me sound put up on my phone, but I'm right now, Kev.
I was just asking, Gary, how often have you been to Walker?
This is my 19th cup.
Wow.
19th Jeez. Cup, yeah, and I can see you now, Kev. They do an enormous job here. The committee is all voluntary, and a lot of the Nivisons live out there, well-known in the racing area, with Tie the Knot and everything else like that. But, this is a big 2 days for them, particularly today, too, because they don't often get to the races. Some of the country people and all the young girls and guys dress up, and they have a bumper day, and then they go into tomorrow. But, yeah, I love coming here. They're pleasant, and they're country people, and they work very hard, and they do a magnificent job, mate.
Yeah, something great about country people at the races. All character. So we have 8 races to get through today, Gary, so we'll start at the top here. And the first comes up at 1:35. We have a field of 10, no scratchings at this stage. One Time to Reminisce at 6:50. 2 Cobb & Co, 9 out to 18. It's 100-1, 3 Danes Flyer. Number 4 Late at 23. It's $11.05 Royal Villa. 6 Mother's Presence at $41. Number 7 Atonya at 61. Number 8 is Adiva, $11. Number 9, Lady Selkie, open 240, is now 160 today. That's your favourite. And 10, Oni Rosie at 550. What are your thoughts, race 1?
Yeah, I'm 9, 8, 10 and 1. I'm with the 9 here, Lady Selkie. Now, I saw her when she debuted. She only had the 2 starts. She ran 5th at 14th at Taree, and she had to work a lot off that 12 gate. She was green down the running. She's only beaten 2.3, and then she went back to Tamworth and hit a heavy track and was still green down the running, but the beauty about it, Timmy Martin's whacked a set of blinkers on it. She finds a good track here today, which I think is very important. And not only that, that gate's very important from the 14:40 start here. And I think she'll be very, very hard to beat. Is Adiva the 8? Had the 2 runs back. I saw her at Armidale when she ran second there 17 days ago. I really like the way she let down late and hit the line strong. She was only beaten 0.2 of a length. 2 more hops. She gets the money. That was 13. She goes to the 14:40 today. Onya Rosie, I saw her on debut on New Year's Day at Inverell, and she was hot and bothered in the yard, and she was very green in the running, but she was a lot better at Armidale. She began well. She wears a set of earmuffs, but she began and hit the ground and run, and obviously she's just improving all the time. And I don't know what to make of the top weight Time to Reminisce. I mean, the day he runs second at Coffs Harbour behind More Than Thunder, about 2 winners have come out of that race, but he was disappointing at Tamworth. Maybe the soft track didn't suit him and he gets back on top of the ground here today, but he's certainly a lot better than that last run where he was beaten about 12.3 lengths at Tamworth. So I'll give him another chance on top of the ground. 9-8, 10-1, race 1.
Okay, 9-8, 10-1. Race 2 at 2:10, benchmark 55, 1700 the trip, the scratchings 13-14. 1 Double Eagle, 480 out to 5. 2 Delagos at 6. 3 Dancing Daydream, 10-750. Number 4, Otti Thelis, 390 is your tab fixed odds fay. 5 Sterling Shadow, 650. $21 for number 6, Hauser. 7 King Kestrel, 950. 8 Sandy Waters, 26. 9 Smart Bet, 23. 10 Classic Attitude, 34. 11 My Valore, $10. And 12 Havilov Express at 61. So not much money for any runner here, but 390 about 4 is the fave.
Yeah, I'm 5-1-4-2, Kev. I'm with the 5 Sterling Shadow here. Look, he's a Tamworth winner 2 runs ago over 1,900 metres. Now, he hadn't had another run for about 11 weeks or a trial going into that run at Tamworth 2 weeks ago where he was only beaten 0.7 a length behind Delagos. I reckon his condition just blew out. I reckon he'd be fitter here today, and I really like that one gate for him where he can sit back and smoke his pipe and let him have the last crack at him. I think you'll see a lot more fitter horse in the mounting yard today. 1 Double Eagle, he's got ability. He was very, very good in the Glen Innes Cup, running 6th there behind Hula Girl, and he beaten 2.3 lengths. 3 winners have already come out of it. And then he went to Bingara to win the Bingara Cup, beating a good horse in Dabba Marak. Now, I know he's up to 59 with a claim for Jackson Murphy, but he's back an awful lot in grade, coming off 2 cup wins, or 2 cup runs, back to a 55 rating. So he's very well placed. Otti Thelis the 4, I saw him at Taree when he ran second there behind Lady Evelyn. Then he went back and won a maiden at Tamworth last start. He actually bolted him there to win 3.5. It's not easy to do to win a maiden going to a 55 rating. And he's going from 57 up to the 59. That's Nick Query with him. And 2 Delagos wouldn't sell him short. He's just got a little bit of a sticky gate today. But he is a winner of his last 2 at Wellington and Tamworth. He's certainly in very good form. 5-1-4-2 in race 2.
All right, Gary, 5 on top there. The 3rd at 2:45 is a maiden over 1,000 metres. The scratchings 7, 8, 11 and 18. Now, number 1 is Got Nothing, 330 Tab Fixed Odds Favourite, 2 The Lion is at 420, 3 Double Space, $26, 4 Never Tardy at 41, 5 Kemp at 850, 6 My Boyfriend, 34, 9 Akila, 750, 10 My Little Diva, $7 in from 10, 12 Liberty Mac at 100 to 1, 13 Maitre D is $23, 14 Wanting You, 23 into 19. There's been money for number 15, The Hunter. It opened $15. It's into $7 now, number 15. 16, Mr. Butcher at 81. And 17, Victory Vibes, 23.
Yeah, good race. I'm 1, 2, 5, 15. I'm at the top of here. Got Nothing. I've seen his only three runs where he runs second at Tarine, a good mare running down late. He went to Maureen. He ran third there. I can tell you he had no luck. He was stood on his head halfway down the running. And then he went to a hot race at Grafton behind Dandy, top beaten 1.9. Three winners have come out of the race. He's had a change of stable. There's no trials for him, and Matty McGowan rides. I think he's one of the key runners. To the line, I liked his trial before he debuted. He won the trial there at Tamworth, and then he came back and was just beat on debut, beaten 0.8 of a length. So his run was good. He draws nice. The two interesting runners is the 5 Kemp. Scotty Thompson's got in his book, Greg Ryan to ride. There's no trials for him, and he was placed 3 out of 6 last preparation. And my big watch is the 15, the Hutter. He's in a new yard, Cody Morgan. He ran 4th at Goulburn on debut on a soft track, and 6 winners have come out of the race. And then he hit a heavy track at Narromine. He's had a change of yard and no trials in a very astute stable and draws good. And I like that money coming for him. 1, 2, 5, 15, race 3.
All right, we'll keep a watch there on the 15. Now, race 4, Gary, at 3.25 this one, 1,000 metres. And it's the last leg of the early quaddie. One hot hit. At 3.40 is your Tab Fixed Odds fave. 2 Don't Tease Me, $15. Money for number 3, Run Cannon Run, $7 into 5. 4 Alpine Dragon at 18. 5 Opera Blue, $17 steady. 6 Hide the Moon, $3.70 steady. 7 Nico's Lass at $10. 8 Hamoon Boy, $5. 9 Poet's Trick, $34. So a field of 9, no scratchings.
Yeah, I like the top weight. I'm 1836. I'm with him here. Hot hit. I mean, you asked the question, would some of these go to Randwick and Canterbury to be placed? Probably not. I mean, he was placed 2 runs ago at Canterbury behind 3, at Randwick behind 3 sheets, beaten 1.3. And then he went to a No Metro at Eagle Farm and went over the top. But he's a really good short course horse. He draws good. And that speed up in front of him, he's just going to be sitting off them waiting for the last crack at him. I thought 8 was a danger. Hamoon Boy, he's kicking over good. I liked his last run at Tamworth. He gets no weight on his back. He's in a good stable of Sue Grill's yard. She's kept him nice and fresh. 3 run, count and run. That's what he does do. He can hit the ground and run this guy. And they've kept him nice and fresh here for him to show that good speed from the good gate. And 6 Hide the Moon. He's another horse that can hit the ground and run. He was very impressive to win at Grafton in that open handicap. Actually, he ran a record. He ran 56.96. He was really working along that day. And he's only paid a kilo penalty for that win. But I like the top here. I think he'll be off the quick speed and having the last crack at him. 1.83 and 6, race 4.
Okay, first leg of the quaddy, Gary. Race 5 at 4.05 over 14.40. Scratchings, number 2 is the lone scratching here. 1 Gold Talk, 4.60 into 3.90 Tab Fixed Fave. Number 3, Foghorn at 16. 4 Yateman, 15 out to 16. $7 about 5 Infantry. 6 Bullet Kit at 5.50. Bit of a nibble here for Greg Ryan's mount. Number 7, Cool Prince, $5 into $4 today. 8, Ready Quilla, $16. 9, Fashion Model at $4.20, in from $4.60. 10, Private Valentine at $16. 11, Cannonball Express, $71.
Yeah, I'm 7519. I'm with Greg Ryan's ride, 7, Cool Prince here. I like this horse when he gets down around those 54, 55, 56 mark. And I mean, he's been in the money 4 out of his last 5 runs. He carried 61 kilos and a good little mare beat him in our Manan. She's come back to a hot race at Grafton and just got beat. But like I said, I just like him when he gets down in the weight. He's 2 kilos over the limit, so he's dropping 5 kilos on that run beyond our Manan when he run third. And prior to that, he'd run third behind Dan Roy, beating 0.2 of a length. I like him. I think the key runners are 5 Infantry. He's a nice horse. Cody Morgan's got him. Big grey horse. He's had a little bit of a 10-week freshen up. Prior to that, he'd won 2 out of his last 3 runs. Now, he's had 2 little soft trials. He wasn't asked to do a lot in both of them over 1,000 and 800 metres. That'll just keep him up to the mark here for the 14.40. Gold Talk, look, he's promised to win a race. I think that today he draws that right gate. And, I mean, if you look at his run at Randwick in a highway race there behind Superstar Bob, he was beaten 4.7. And he figured very prominently on the Stewart's report. He was held up at the 200-metre mark. But he is finding it hard to win, but he's in his right grade, and he draws the right gate. And the 9 Fashion Model, she's in super form, this little man. She's been in the money. Our last 4 runs, they're two wins included there. And she did a really good job to win at Armidale the other day, beating Swift for Applied by 3.5. I mean, the query is 14.40 with her, but she's just in cracking form at the moment. 7.5, 1 and 9 in race 5.
All right, race 6 here at 4.40, a benchmark 60, the trip 1200. Scratchings here, there is just the one, number 13. 1 Laredo Hustler, $13. 6 Dodds favours the 2, Epic Down again for Greg Ryan, 3.50 into 2.90. 3 Amasquerade at 14, 4 Toast at 7, 5 Track Flash, 7.50 in from 8.50. Number 6 Lazoo, $18. 7 Minima Harl at 13. Number 8, Monday's Expert, $15. 9, Victory Last, 19. 10, Market Guru, 19. 11, Smart Option at $5.50. And 12, Floral One, $23. But again, it's a Greg Ryan horse, the fave here.
Yeah, well, I'm away for him. I like one here at a bit of value. I'm 8, 2, 10 and 15. 8, 2, 10 and 5. I'm with the 8, Monday Expert. Really like this horse. And he's got a heap of ability. He's a 5-times winner. He's been placed 7 times. He comes here with a 1 gate today now. He went to Armidale, he drew 9 gate, he had 61 kilos on him, he ran 5th to 14th, he sat 3-4 wide the trip, he was about 6-7 wide getting to the corner, he was beaten 3.7 length. He's a dead set dry tracker, a 1 gate, he'll get a beautiful run. What's he dropping, about 3 kilos on that run at Armidale, and just looking at him in the mounting yard, that'll bring him along. I like him at the value, I think he's going to be hard to beat. Too Epic Dan. Really good to win and beat a good man and spinning quarters at Taree there 24 days ago. Just a little worry with him. He is going up with that 60 kilos. He is up a couple of kilos on the win. He's not over big, but there was plenty of merit in the win. 10 goes in here, Market Guru. He didn't handle the heavy track at Tamworth last start. He just put a line through that. And prior to that, he'd run second on a dry track at Tamworth behind So You Know, which is one of the chances in the cup today. He's just got a bit of a sticky gait, but the dry track will definitely suit him. And my big watch is a 5 Track Flash here. He's a really nice horse. He's down from Moree. Peter Sinclair's got him. He's won 4 out of 15. He resumes here with no trials. He was in good form last preparation. He's in a very good stable to get him right first up for 1,200 metres. So he holds a lot of keys. 8, 2, 10, 5 for me in race 6.
All right, thank you, Gary. Just hang on a tick. We've got Richmond here. That horse you like, Monday's Expert's currently $15 tab fixed. Certainly a pretty good price each way value at least. Richmond race 2, your favourite here in box 1, and the tab fixed is Gilly Keeping at 280. Here's Tim for the second.
Gilly Keeping debuting here in New South Wales, a former West Australian, now in the care of Charmaine Roberts. Resuming from a break, so a bit of a query, but is very hard in the market, has been solid all the way through bidding, so that is a bit of an indication of the ability of Gilly Keeping. Last couple are coming in. Heat number 1 of the Cannonball, green light through. We're ready to run. Set. Racing, Gilly Keeping away fairly in the centre. Rubelli Magic flew out the lead. Going to second, Fancy Bianca. They were followed up by going to third, Kumba. A long break to the favourite, Gilly Keeping. And then came Warrior Will, and Camden Gossip is back at the rear. Rubelli Magic, the front runner by 2. Over Kumba, Fancy Bianca. Rubelli Magic clear. Rubelli Magic goes all the way. Beat Kumba, third in Fancy Bianca. Nearly a dead heat fourth between Warrior Will and Camden Gossip. And the favourite, Gilly Keeping, last.
So it's 4, the winner there, that's Rubelli Magic at 5.10, 1.70, defeating 9 Kumba at 4.10, 6 Fancy Bianca, no third divvy, 4.96 there, Richmond race 2. As we continue to look at this program at Walker on Cup Day, 27 past 10, Gary Cleese's here. Gary, we're at down to the Walker Cup, $35,000 race with almost $20,000 first prize here, so you can't sneeze at that. Now, it's scratchings of 13, 14, 15, 16. 1, Pera, $6.50 on the tab fix. Number 2, Hunter Jack. Again, Greg Ryan, $2.50 into $2.30. 3, Pippi's Pride, $12. 4, Star of Legs, $21. 5, Cavitation, $17. 6, Stone Nick Me at $26. 7, Hula Girl, $23. 8, Kyogle Town, $26. Money here for number 9, Local Hero, Rachel Murray, Greg Bennett. $9 into $6. Good value, the 9. 10, Ms. Barbella at $19. 11, Santiago, 23. 12, So You Know, $7.50 for the cup. Gary?
Yeah, I'm 2-1-3 and 12, Kev. I'm with Hunter Jack. I mean, Jimmy Martin, born and bred. He loves to come back and try to win another cup. And this fella's last 2 runs at Rose Hill, running second and third, have been crackers. He's freshened him right up. He draws good. He gets the top jock aboard in Greg Ryan. Topway Pera Pera, smart horse. I reckon the 14.40 will suit him a lot better. than what he was suited at Bathurst there last start. Not only that, he gets a couple of kilos off for Jackson Murphy. Three Pippies tried. I really liked his run in the Kilgandrin Cup. He drew 12 gate. He worked hard off that. Lancelot beating 0.1 of a length, so he may have been a little bit stiff to get beat, but he draws good here, and he's been here before for one go for one placing. And I'm showing the 12 in, so you know he's been here a couple of times and placed twice, but this preparation is just in cracking form. But in the money, his last three with two wins down, he drops 4.5 kilos. They couldn't get a better race for the Cup. 2, 1, 3, 12, race 7.
Yep. Alrighty, and the last race this afternoon, due at 5 to 6, Gary. It's a class 2 over 1,000 metres to wrap the quaddie up. And the scratchings 1, 4, 10, 12, 16 and 17, but still a pretty big field. 2 Desert Marshal, 9.50 on the Tab Fix. 3 Street Patrol, 7.50 into 5.50. Number 5 Rothbury, 4.80 into 4.20. 6 7 Sonnets, 3.70 Tab Fix Dodds Fave. 7 Warwick Avenue at 34. Money for number 8 Epic Decision, again Greg Ryan, $7 into 5. 9 Rosetta's Comet at $6. 11 Lady Marmalette at 23. 13 Zariz Daughter 51, 14 Cathay Bell 26, 15 Clever Gent 26, and 18 Cool Dragon the Ruffy at $81, Gary.
Yeah, 6, 9, 2, and 8. I'm of the 6 years. 7 Sonnets, 2 runs back. She beat a little mare in Bonneed, and Bonneed come out to win, and she was great the other day on the 900, hitting the line good. So she gets to the 1,000, she draws that one gate. But that 9 is a danger. Rosetta's Comets gets no weight on her back. Very fit mare coming out of a strong race beyond Indiana. It's going money beaten 3 lengths. Desert Marshal's racing well. The 2, he'll be sitting off a quick speed hitting the line. And I've thrown the 80 in here. Epic Decision. He holds some keys, resumes. He bolted into winner Canamble Maiden last prep. Ryan rode him there, and he's here to ride him today. Good race the last. 6, 9, 2, and 8 for me in the last, Kev.
On Cup Day, Gary, what do you like? Good thing.
Yep, I like race 4, number 1, Hot Hit. I think he's going to be awfully hard to beat. And I like the horse in the last, race 8, number 6, 7, Sonnet. So they're my two best. But if you are having something at a bit of odds, race 6, number 8, Monday Expert, like you said, Kev, I think he's each way all day.
Yep.
So they're my best. Quaddy numbers are 7, 5, 1, 9 in the first week, 8, 2, and 10. Then we go 2, 1, 3, and 6, 9, 2, and 8 in the last week, Kev.
Good on you, Gary. Greg Ryan's pretty short in the Jockey Challenge too. I see he's $1.35. Matt McGowan at $3.80, then it's $12 or longer. Anything else? So not for the first time he's got a solid book as Mr. Ryan.
Yeah, he's got some wonderful rides. And not only that, he knows his track inside and out. He's been riding here for a number of years and rode plenty of winners here. So I can see why he'd be short. He'd be very, very hard to beat in the Jockey's Challenge. We can nearly say he could ride 3 or 4 winners here today. Luck going with him, mate.
Good on you, Gary. We have late Marf and Bob Pesky around about 1 o'clock, and we look forward to your mail from the yard. Enjoy your day at Walker, Gary.
Good on you. Well done. Thanks, Steph.
Gary Cleese there, here on Sky Sports Radio, and the first there at Walker this afternoon on Cup Day comes up at 1.35, and the 8th at 5 to 6. The result, Richmond on the 2nd there, it was 4 Rubelli Magic at 5.10, 1.79, Kumba 4.10, 6 Fancy Bianca no 3rd, 2 was 4th, Quinella 65.70, Exacta 42.20, Trifecta 1864.20, First 4 1465.20, some juicy divvies there, 4-4 running double $21.60, just gone 10.30 with sports headlines. Good morning, Gemma.
Good morning to you, Kevin. Canterbury half Moses Embai is on a mission to prove he's the man to inherit Jonathan Thurston's Queensland jersey when he runs out for the World All-Stars opposite the Indigenous All-Stars featuring JT tonight in Newcastle. Sydney FC have stretched their unbeaten streak to 19 games after defeating Wellington 3-1 last night. Sydney defender Alex Wilkinson told the Big Sports Breakfast this morning that while many people think they need to lose a match in their run to the finals, the squad have no intention of dropping their winning form. Wallabies coach Michael Checker believes Australia's rugby, Super Rugby sides will perform better